Yeah, it's your boy Ray Ray on the mic. Let's go.
One of the dumbest things that used to irk me back in freshman year of college is when all my friends used to say, Ray Ray, you changed. Okay, I mean, irk is strong, but they said that a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, what's up? Why are you switching up on me? Thinking I switched up on you. I ain't switched up on you. But here's where it came from. I was able to play flag football. Got an opportunity. Not many freshmen during my year got to travel to with the team to other travel, like away games and across the state, right? And so I was able to, the second away game we had, which is, I think it was about the third game of the season, maybe fourth game of the season, my freshman year, was able to travel with the team. It was great. Went back home from Oregon all the way to Southern California to play University of Laverne. My family was there, friends were there, all that kind of stuff, right? Got to play in the game to be in my natural position of wide receiver, and scored a touchdown. And honestly, it was the only touchdown I scored my whole college career. 3 years that I played, the only time that I had the opportunity to score a touchdown. It was great. Home, family, friends, all that kind of stuff. But what's funny is that a lot of the upperclassmen started to say, oh, Ray, like, you scored that touchdown. Now you the top dog. You big man out here. You know, everybody likes you, all this kind of stuff. And you've changed, like, who you were before the touchdown and after the touchdown has completely changed. And I'm like, what you talking about? Like, I'm the same dude. And they would often poke and prod and make fun of me, saying, yo, you know, every time I take a wrong step or eat a burger or something like that, oh, no, Ray, you changed. I'm like, come on, man. And it was interesting. And there was a small period where I was like, man, I wish they would stop saying that, you know, because I don't think I've changed. I think I have stayed the same and I'm still that dude and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But over time, being able to adapt with the language and, you know, just like, yeah, whatever, it's funny, it's fun. I'm cool with that. But, you know, as I reflect on that, some 15 years later, thinking about how, like, change is good and being a person that can adapt to change or evolve with the times or switch up your approach and demeanor and perspective, it's okay to do that. And we shouldn't fear change, especially if we feel like we're in a season of growth and a season of uncertainty that is requiring us to switch up our approach to adapt to what is currently either in our faces or anticipating around a bit. I feel that there is a current shift in the winds when it comes to some of my perspectives in how I approach life, work, content, creation, all that kind of stuff. And I'm kind of processing of whether or not there needs to be a change with this podcast. I have made some upgrades with the camera, the lighting, the situation all around me, you know what I'm saying? That's been some changes here and there. But the style of content or how I've approached the content is completely different than when I first started this whole podcast. I'm on the Micro 3 White. And now we're getting a little more sophisticated in just the approach and what I'm learning and thinking and engaging with in the community that is requiring me to approach podcasting in a different way. So I may be shifting this platform in a number of ways. Number one, probably losing the On the Mic with Ray White podcast and breaking it up into multiple shows because I have multiple interests. One interest being my engagement in leadership development and organizational culture and building up organizational leaders to create belonging workplace cultures. Knowing that that is a field and a space that I am engaged with, I'm constantly thinking about, I'm continuing to navigate and learn, teach, coach, develop content for with that lane, create its own separate pillar, right? So I can start branding myself to become that person, right? And when I'm introducing to the community or in the world, they can see that and they can engage with that. So that's one area. But then there's also this other area where sometimes I just like to come on the mic and share thoughts and reflections and perspectives, something that I've seen in the world or something that I've seen in media or something I'm engaging with in life and want to just provide, hey, here's the lesson that I'm learning and how I'm pulling that to apply to my own personal development, right? And creating its own lane for that as well. So if you are somebody who's into personal development or into self-reflection back to the original content of On the Mic, right? Creating a space and lane for that and just making them shorter, motivational, intentional storytelling in that space, less tactics and frameworks and strategies like in the leadership space. So a leadership professional development side, a personal development side, and create two lanes for that. And then knowing that, like, I'm also a person that will play around with some other things too, like with interviewing or bringing on people with certain lens and perspectives, or even creating just a whole new channel or a whole new lane. I might be creating something similar to that too. So as of now, I believe this podcast will be splitting in two. This will have two different RSS feeds. It will be more intentional about what I am gearing towards. And honestly, what's probably going to happen is the main RSS feed will be my leadership development side and creating more specific content for that. And I'll create a separate RSS feed focusing on my personal development side and talking about that. And then we'll be crossover, like, you know, every show, every opportunity to have crossovers too. And there'll probably be new things that sprout up in some of those when it comes to interviewing and guiding people too. But I've been doing this for almost 200 episodes. And when you do something for a very long time, sometimes you can get stuck in the roots and say, you know what, this is all I know, I'm gonna stick with it. But sometimes what got you here won't get you there. And the next there is an ongoing continuation of my speaking journey and my consulting and coaching journey that requires me to be more attracting and creating content centered into that space. So that is what I want to share, that yes, I have changed. Yes, this podcast has changed. And as you engage in your own personal journey, that you are okay with change too and not fear it, but be able to like sit with it and understand what are you looking to change and why, and how will this change help you be better, help you transition for the better. The next piece would be, who are you engaging with to help you navigate that change? And so this goes back to the football story. Like, yeah, my friends poking prod at me, but actually they were pretty integral in my ability to change because I was hanging out with them quite a bit. They helped me see the world in a new light, helped me understand what does it mean to be a student athlete. I didn't have that going into college. And what does it look like to be a contributing member of society, to where, you know, a lot of those folks I'm still connected with today. And we've all changed, right? And we've all grown and adapt to what our interest in world needs. And I'm appreciative for that. And so with that in mind, as I look at this podcast, look at the journey of my content, what does it look like for me to also engage a community too, who are in the same lane, that's in the same lens? And also just be loose with it. Like, it's okay. Like, this is not a forever thing. Shout out to Nikki and Moose. They are ending their podcast after 182 episodes. And they're like, yo, we had a good run. Our interests are changing. We want to adapt and we want to end it here. And that's okay. You know, there's no fear to that. I just don't want the fear of staying in the same space over and over, doing the exact same thing, but not seeing any growth. And so now I feel like it's a good time to grow and change with this new season, and creating those two pillars and platforms. So be on the lookout for that. I'll probably create another episode with that lens or that perspective. And then you should probably see some content and some overarching changes happening across the platforms that are centered on that to create that space. But look out for more content on leadership development and organizational culture change. Look out for more content on self-reflection and how do you take action with that. Tentatively titled, one leadership development titled Mid-Level Leadership Club, another one titled Thinking Out Loud, and keeping it separate for there. I might sprinkle in some hot mic episodes, which is me just interviewing folks for 3 minutes. And then I'm sure there'll probably be some other tactics that I'll, content streams that I'll also introduce to. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think about that. What are you changing? What are you growing in? What's this new season calling you to do? I would love to just learn and engage with that as well, because I think we all are going through some sort of adapt. We're all adapting in some way, shape, or form. If you're ready, right? You don't have to always share what things you're changing in, because sometimes that's just some close to the chest. But we fear articulating what we are experiencing or feeling in this world because we don't want to be judged or looked down on or be like, yo, that's stupid, or, you know, whatever, because we get that a lot in other areas. But I don't want to be that for you. So as I'm vulnerably sharing that this podcast is changing and it's something that I've been holding off for the past like 3 years, I want you to feel like you have a person or a space to go to kind of talk about what that looks like, and we can work together and support each other through that change as well. So get at me at Ray Devante on all social media platforms, and let's talk about what that change could look like for you. Talk to you soon. Peace.